Hey everybody, welcome to Monday Night Live in Lexington, you guys. Happy Monday to everybody. How's everybody doing on this Monday night? Let's do some sound checks if we can. I know everything's all right over here on Instagram because it's a different speaker system. Let me check for comments really quick. If you guys are joining the live chat, can you do a sound check for me? And let's see if everything is working. Hey to Rob Abbott and Vivian Joyce Gabbard and my beautiful neighbor, Miss Amber Benty. Good to see you. Can somebody do a sound check for me real quick? Let's see. Sounds good. All right. Before we get started, let's find out what's for dinner, David.
Well, tonight we're going to have leftover chili. Just left over from yesterday, so it's still good and fresh. And we popped some hot dogs in there. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it extra unhealthy.
We're going to be bad tonight. But yeah. Hey, that's what you do on a Monday night, right?
That's what you do.
Eat whatever you want.
Have a good show.
Thank you. We'll see you later. All right. Let me make sure that Anchor is recording. Yes. Okay, we're good there. We have too many things happening. Before we get started on the topic tonight, I want to give a big shout out to the sponsors of the show this evening. These are the people that, you know, help me pay for new equipment and stuff like that when things break down. And that is definitely FeedSpot. FeedSpot has a ton of paranormal interesting broadcasts. And all you have to do is hop onto feedspot.com and kind of browse through there and see if there's stuff on there that you would be interested in. There's a lot of real interesting topics on there. We are also sponsored by Fresh Cap Mushrooms. I personally use these every single day in my coffee. And if you've ever looked at the pre-made coffee mixes with the mushroom extracts in it, they're super expensive. But not Fresh Cap, and Fresh Cap is probably one of the most pure sources that you can get. I've studied up on it and read all the background behind it, and you know, certainly it's not going to cure everything, but I think that it will help you get over things faster and easier, which is one of the reasons why I take mine faithfully every single day. Every single day. So it came up, I guess maybe it was over the weekend. One of my people was asking me how to do an EVP because they've had some activity at their home and caught it on video, but they don't know who it is. So I, you know, recommended, why don't you try some EVP, but they weren't sure the process behind it. So I thought, well, that's a topic we need to cover, right? So Janice Nixon, good to see you. And Melissa Begley and Taya Moore. And over here on Instagram, Melissa Newman, good to see you. Sherry, Andrade, Amy, good to see all of you guys over here on Instagram. You may want to take a couple notes on the procedure of how to do the ABCs of EVP. And that way, you know, you'll make sure that you get a good quality EVP while you're trying to investigate. Maybe there's something at your home that you would like to know more about. Or maybe you just want to go visit a graveyard during this holiday season. So, Rob, on my end, everything is kind of even. I haven't had a break in it. So, people shout out in the comments and let Rob know if you had a break in your live stream. Sometimes a live stream will drop frames, and that can be a reason why it exits and you have to cut back in. Hey to Sheila, good to see you tonight. As long as you're back in, Rob, we're good. Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate the sound check over here on Instagram. Yeah. All right. We're good. So let's start off with the recorder. Now, I'm going to have to show you a picture of a recorder because mine got stolen. I'm not too happy about that because I leave my equipment in my office. And if I have to leave my office and someone's in there, sometimes they get sticky hands and I have lost things. And I'm pretty sure that this was taken. But so that means now I have to get another one. This is a picture of a recorder. And this is just a basic recorder. And for those of you over here on Instagram, they're little bitty handheld ones. I was going to bring mine down and show it to you guys tonight. But like I said, it's been stolen, so can't do that. But it's just a little thin digital recorder. And digital recorders, now in the old days, when we first started doing EVP, we used the magnetic tape. Okay, the little reel-to-reel magnetic tape recorders. Now, since spirits are electromagnetic, I actually think the magnetic tape recorders did a better job of capturing EVP than the digital recorders, because the digital recorders, they store data and then translate it into a different source. And I think since spirits are electromagnetic, it was easier to get EVPs and very clear EVPs with the magnetic tape being imprinted with the electromagnetic energy of the spirit. And so, you know, since we switched to digital recorders, I haven't gotten as good of EVPs as we did way back when, you know, EVP first started in the 80s. With the magnetic tape recorder. And I think that that's why. Yeah, Rob. Well, Rob, remember, we're in that powerful new moon energy right now. Yes, Amber, it is. I've been having to remove things that I care about from my office, which is a great shame. But, you know, I don't know what to say about that. Say people steal stuff. It must be a compulsion, or I don't know, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so the recorder right now, I don't know if you can even still find magnetic tape and tape recorders, because the capability on your cell phone for voice recording, and it's a digital recorder, just like the picture that I showed you. So, you know, if you have voice notes or voice memo or voice recording on a little app on your phone, you can use that for EVP. Will it be as good as the magnetic tape EVP? I don't think so, but because the mechanism of imprintation is different. And, but, you know, this is something free that we have access to using the app on your phone. So any digital recorder, like I showed you, will do, or the recorder app or voice notes on your smartphone will do. Another thing that was nice about the magnetic tape was that, you know, in the old days, it was that big recorder and you could set it and it wouldn't fall over. What I find happens a lot with the digital recorders is if I set it on a shelf, the least little vibration and it will fall over. So you have to kind of lay it down and you're not really getting a good recording. I don't think of the waves coming towards the recorder because it's laying flat. So get yourself a recorder or use an app on your smartphone. Number two, location for your recorder. Try not to put your recorder near any electronic devices, because this, you know, your recorder can pick up static or the whirring noise from the electronic device. Make sure there aren't any appliances with vibration going during the EVP session. I usually recommend that somebody do an EVP session for about half an hour. And also, if there is like wind coming through a window, or maybe try not to place your recorder next to a vent, because vents can rattle and then you can hear the draw of the air through the vent. So that can be a problem, and it can really, you know, kick up some static and stuff like that on your device. So what I would do is just like run a sample record where you're standing or where you're going to put your recorder, and make sure there aren't any extraneous noises from anything around the recorder. I like to put the recorder like maybe on a shelf or maybe on a nightstand, making sure that it's not near a vent. That's definite. Okay. So kind of purvey the area that you're going to put your recorder down. Also, and we'll go over this, it's better to lay the recorder down and leave it in that position rather than trying to hold it, because you can get a lot of extra sounds when you're holding it. And we'll go over that in just a few minutes. Let me make sure there's no questions here. Okay, we're good. All right. And you guys know, if you have any questions, just to put it in the live chat, because I'm going to look over here at the live chat and, you know, make sure that we're not got any questions that haven't been answered. Okay, number three is really, really important, and that is to do a prayer of protection prior to the beginning of your session. And this, the purpose of this is to block any negative communication or energy that tries to enter the session. Now, this prayer protection can block out if there's something negative there, which if you need to know if there's something negative there and you do a prayer protection and it blocks that entity from communicating, that defeats the purpose. So only if there are other indicators that it may be something negative and you really need to know kind of what it is, that's the only time I would skip that protection. I always do a prayer protection before for my well-being, spiritual growth, and then do one after you get done. And also, you only want communications that are safe for you to engage in. If you really think that there's something there that's negative and you really need to know, and you forego the prayer protection, you could do a prayer of protection for your physical and mental without blocking the entity from communication. It's really iffy. That one's iffy. I would almost, for an amateur, I would err on the side of protection, because you just don't want to make a mistake and end up with an attachment from something really bad. So definitely do the prayer protection before and after. Which one, it doesn't matter. It can be of your own derivation, depending on what spiritual path that you're on. Just make sure that, you know, it includes not allowing the entity to attach or travel with you. Okay, so number four is, like I said a while ago, I always recommend a 30-minute period for your session, asking deliberate questions. Hey to Fred, and Amber says, could you use a quartz with obsidian in a circle with pink salt or something? Absolutely, you could. And one of the ways to augment the EVP, since we're not using magnetic tape anymore, is by using quartz crystal. And I'm going to tell you guys, and on the website, there is a course for spiritual communication using gemstones. And this is one of the times when you can augment the communication using clear quartz or specific clear quartz. Now, for those of you guys who have joined my Patreon page, you're going to have access to that teaching next month. Okay. So what I'm trying to do for the upper level Patreons is I'm uploading the teaching that's for sale on my website. The people in the upper tiers of Patreon are going to have access to those teachings for free. Plus, the Patreons have for free the daily extended moon astrology forecasts. I had been for 4 years for free doing the moon astrology forecasts on Facebook. They have moved to Patreon only. The daily forecast is now extended with a specific psychic look. So it's sort of double and more in depth on the daily forecast. So that's the introductory level on the Patreon. The second and third levels get more. They get the free teaching. And the third level, the upper tier, gets like specific live stream interaction with it. Hey, the beautiful neighbor, Angela Shields. Yes, absolutely. If you want that teaching on spiritual communication with gemstones, hop over to the website, and I'll leave a link in the comments after the show, but there's a page on the website for classes and teaching. But for the Patreons, hang tight, it's coming, okay? I've already uploaded Healing with Gemstones as the first installment of free teaching for the Patreons. So the second one will be metaphysical uses of gemstones. And then the third month will be spiritual communication using gemstones. So Amber says, it's very user-friendly and I downloaded the Patreon app and I can access as soon as I open it. Yeah, it was really easy. In the old days, when they first started the Patreon, it wasn't that user-friendly, but they've made it really easy, and it is user-friendly now, which I'm really glad. Okay, back to number four. Take that 30-minute period for your session. You want to ask deliberate questions and give at least 3 to 4 minutes for an answer. When I say deliberate questions, don't just ask, is there anybody here with me? Okay, you want deliberate questions like, you know, what is your name? Why are you here? What purpose are you here for? Are you here for negative or you here for positive? So deliberate questions to the entity on its purpose and in order to sort of force it to identify itself. Now, some entities will only speak if you allow them to tell their story. They'll pretty much remain quiet unless they have something specific to say or they're in need of communication. And some spirits that are hesitant to say anything when you ask them, will you please tell me your story or why you're here? Then they're open to relaying the whys behind them, because for some reason, them telling their story is really important. And it tends to bring out communication a little bit more easier than other things. Be sure, though, that you give that good 3 to 4 minutes after you ask any question for them to respond, and don't expect them to respond right away. A lot of spirits are not really familiar with the equipment and are really unsure on how to imprint their energy upon the device. The more that you know about your recorder, the more you can explain it to them. In the old days when we just used the magnetic tape, it was pretty easy for them to understand you're electromagnetic, so just imprint on the magnetic tape what you want to say. That they understood pretty well, but digital recorders takes a little bit more for them to kind of play with the device and see how they go about imprinting their message to you. Again, try to set your recorder on a table or shelf to keep it from picking up the sounds or movements from your own breathing or your own movement, because these things are really sensitive. And even just a little bit of movement in your hand from the recorder will be picked up on the recording. And if you're holding it too near your face, the recording may pick up the air from your breathing, and that can shut down a voice that's coming from the other side, because sometimes the voices are very, very mild, and you know, something really close to the recorder, like your breath, will overlay on top of the EVP that you just captured, and then you've lost that EVP. So I like to have the recorder stationary, like on a shelf or something next to me, or bookcase, so that my movements don't affect it and my breathing doesn't affect it, but it can still pick up my voice when I ask a question. I hope that makes sense. Hey to Sandra Lee Small and Arthea Morgan. And my special girl, Brenda, good to see you tonight. So now we're going to look at evaluation when you get done. So after you get done and you're going through the playback, and here's another thing that I like to do at the beginning of the recording, give the date, time, and where the location of where you're recording. And if you, let's say you move from one room to another, stop that file and start a new file, date, time, and put the second location on there so you know where you captured the EVP. Because if you get a really good EVP or, you know, something that's imprinted well on there, answers a direct question, you know where to go back and maybe do more EVPs, or it may clue you into, well, the other room picked up the EVP, so maybe there's a haunted item in the other room that someone is attached to, so we might need to know which room the EVP was picked up in so that we can go back and sort of examine it for items that have extra energy that should not be there. I hope that makes sense. Okay. Your evaluation. Listen to the playback with earbuds or headphones, because you're going to miss stuff if you try to just listen to it off of the recorder. You're going to miss things. So I like headphones because it seems like I can hear more of the background noise with the headphones. A really nice, good quality pair of headphones is the best thing to use when you are listening to your EVPs. You can't pick up a lot or hear a lot if you're just listening to the recorder without these devices. You really have to have headphones or earbuds, or you're going to miss something. You just will. Try not to analyze what you hear at first. Maybe jot down what you think it is, but let two other people listen to see what they feel like it says before you determine for sure what you think it is. Because, you know, we're kind of jaded in our interpretation and, you know, we could mishear something. So have several people listen to it before you decide what you think it says, and then go with the average of what people feel like it says. Let's say you've got five people listening to the EVP, and three out of the five think it says one thing, the other two thinks it says something else. Go with the three, because 9 times out of 10, the average is the correct interpretation. So let's go over classes of EVPs, because EVPs are of different quality, not only because of the recorder, but because of the entity or the experience of the entity. Maybe, you know, it's a newly crossed spirit and it doesn't have the expertise or the practice in manipulating objects or energy. And so the quality of the EVP can be degraded because of that. Class A EVP is usually a very clear, identifiable voice. And you can pretty well tell, you know, is it male? Is it female? Personality, infliction. Maybe there will be a, you know, an accent It may even be a different language, but in all, Class A's are very identifiable and very clear. And those are kind of rare, but I have gotten some Class A's in the past. Class B, you have some difficulty determining whether it's male or female. And like most of the words, you'll be able to tell sort of what they are and sort of what they're being said, but there will be a distortion of the words or the language, a little bit of distortion, but for the most part, identifiable. Class C is, you can tell it's a human voice. You may not be able to delineate whether it's male or female, and it's questionable whether or not the words are identifiable. Like, this is the type of EVP that you may have to get five people to listen to and see what they think the entity is saying before you decide for sure what you think the average might be on what it's trying to say. So you have to kind of guesstimate what you think the words mean, but it's identifiable that it's a human voice. And sometimes you can tell whether it's male or female, but you can't always tell what the words are trying to say. So Class A, B, and Class C. It's all very interesting, isn't it? I hope that you guys can give a little EVP a try. Maybe this Halloween, go out to a graveyard, see what you get. That can always be fun. But remember, stay safe, do your prayer protection. If you do have something negative, that's when you need to bring somebody in, like me or Rob, to try and deal with that, because sometimes it's just not safe to try to handle that on your own. Anyway, I hope you guys have a fabulous week. And I wanted to say one more thing before we shut down for tonight, is that the season has started for the haunted house. You know, my friends out at Wicked World are up and running today. Not today, but now they have opened the haunted house and the haunts are ready. So get your stuff ready and go this weekend. Go to the haunted house. I think that we may be going on Friday night. And let me know if you guys would like to meet up, do a meetup out there maybe. And we all go through the haunted house. Wouldn't that be so much fun? All right. Well, until next week, kisses from Kentucky, and I will see you guys later.